What if in real life, no one passes the must? The musts, what should you do? Walang pumasa sa must, what should you do? Get rid of one must. If you do that, you lower the quality of the decision. So, you kanya siya must eh. Yun. Expand the pool of options. Okay? Expand. Because sometimes the options you have, you will assume yun lang ang option. But that's not true. So expand the pool of options. Okay? But never compromise the must. Kasi must yun eh. Okay? Ang isa pa. Okay? Itong framework na yan is a wonderful tool for manipulation. Manipulating it, the decision in favor of your favored option. Okay? Na, you know, for whatever reason, you favor an option. So, in the brainstorming, yung input mo is engineered to make sure hindi, A, hindi, papasa sa must, number one. Number two, you're gonna push that alternative. So, it is only as good as integrity. It is only as good as your integrity. So, it's the framework is neutral. It can be manipulated to suit your agenda. Yes, Rhea. Rhea here. Kasi may Rhea din dito. Eh.
But is it possible that one of the musts is not really a must?
Yes.
You can discuss it among
In the discussion, the first debate are the musts. Must ba talaga yan? You see? So, sometimes, kasi, what is the qualification of a must? The qualification of a must is that it will contribute to the decision. Okay, to choose a supplier, to choose a venue. So, yeah, sometimes hindi naman siya must. So, i-debate niyo yun. Okay, so, again, the framework is neutral. The inputs are variable. They are prone to either manipulation, they are prone to human error. So, you always sweat the details. Okay? Kanya po, pag nagmamadali kayo, ito babagal ng konti yung decision-making process. Babagal siya. But the quality goes up. First comment. The second comment is, the quality of the thinking process improves. Kasi you are all, una-una, you're on the same page on the process. So there's agreement and process. So the group as a whole and individually will raise their level of competency. Okay? Sa umpisa lang, mahirap. Makulit na ano ba naman yan, na pumipili lang tayo ng t-shirt supplier, ang tagal natin pinag-usapan. But in my opinion, it is worth it. Because it is group training. It is peer training. So don't worry about it. And the third most important aspect is this. When it becomes part of your thinking process, you become so much more systematic. You become a quicker decision maker, higher quality decision maker. And I kid you not, because this is in my head. When I make a decision, I can calculate the musts and the wants in my head. Now, if it's a big value decision, I put it in writing. But I have the framework. Oh, sige, ano ba must dito? Okay. So, when my wife and I say, we're buying a... What's the last thing I bought? Na expensive. Let's say... I didn't buy a car. Well, yeah, okay, but that was long. I bought an inverter. I bought an air conditioner for our room because the air conditioner in our room was about 12 years old. Okay? Tumatagal sa amin yung mga unit. So, I researched. Okay? And no, that's not even a good example. The good example is my smartphone. I graduated from a BlackBerry to a smartphone because my children all migrated from iPhone to Samsung. And ako, wala akong kaalam-alam dyan. Now, sabi ko, and they were telling me, Dad, mag-smartphone ka na rin, whether iPhone or Samsung. So, but I'm from BlackBerry, so I need to feel the texture of the keyboard. Okay? And my thumbs are too fat. Sabi ko, nung pinahiram nila sa akin yung iPhone nila, wala. I'm a disaster in spelling as far as my, the recipients of my messages are concerned. Okay? So, nag-survey ako. What are my musts? The first must, the keyboard, the touch keyboard must be big enough for my fat fingers. So, punta ako sa Samsung. Pakita nga yung Samsung, eh, tatlong Samsung. Can I borrow, wala akong live phone eh. Tignan nyo na lang. Eh, gusto kong i-on mo para makita ko yung keyboard. Eh, wala ako talaga eh. Naawa sa akin. Pero yung phone ko, sir. So, nagpaalam siya sa supervisor niya to get her phone from the locker room. This is a sales girl. To show it to me. When I saw it, I said, ba, pwede to. So, keyboard, kailangan malapad. Tapos, it cannot, I don't want to buy a very expensive phone. I don't want a plan, by the way. Because the plans are too oppressive. I mean, Globe or Smart have you in their grip. So, gusto ko independent. So, et cetera. So, you can do it. And it's in my head. But this is very important to me because I use the phone a lot. So, I had to put it in writing. And ginawa ko siya ng decision analysis. Okay? Yes. Jonah. A faith-based decision?
Yes. For example,
yeah. What are the alternatives? We will not start until we have all of the money. A. B. We will start only when we have half of the money. C. We will believe in God for all of the money. Oh, yeah. So you can do that. So there's no conflict. Okay? All right. Now that you've made the decision, do you execute right away? Okay? No, because on page 23, you have to analyze potential problems. Okay? So, potential problem analysis. Once you made the decision, before you execute, before you implement, this is part of execution rigor, you do a PPA, potential problem analysis. Potential problem analysis separates the excellent from the mediocre. It promotes or virtually ensures successful execution. The father of success is ideation, but the mother of success is execution. I mean, anyone can think of an idea. Value is added in the execution. It is execution where value is added. Brainstorming, did you notice in a brainstorming, everyone is a genius. Because producing ideas is common. It's a commodity. Ideas, in fact, are commodities. It's the how you execute an idea is where value is added. Potential problem analysis provides for a fallback position or fallback positions, helps review the sensibility of the decision, because if there are a lot of serious potential problems, revisit the decision. Okay, what are the mechanics? You brainstorm on all potential problems imaginable. Look at the gusto ko sabayin yung sa form, okay? Look at the form. Okay? Brainstorm on all potential problems imaginable, assuming the decision is implemented. In other words, okay, let's assume we implement the decision. What are the potential problems before we implement? Wag naman 100 potential problems. 5 to 10. Okay. Kung 100 yung potential problem, eh, revisit the decision. Okay. Discuss and score the probability of occurrence. So, unang issue, pakikikita yung form on the screen. Yeah. First issue, ito yung potential problem. What is the probability of occurrence? 1, it will hardly occur. 10, it will happen. In fact, 5 up, it will probably happen. Then, what is the seriousness? If it happens, how serious will that be? Low is LMH, low, medium, high. So, what is the probability of the potential problem? And if it occurs, what is the seriousness? How serious it is? Okay, you pay attention to medium to high seriousness. Okay, and then, what can I do to prevent the problem from happening? That's a preventive action. Okay, and what can I do if the problem occurs anyway? That's contingency action. This thinking was developed by the National Administration for Space, National Aeronautics and Space Administration of the U.S. Okay? They had to think of all sorts of potential problems because they wanted the astronaut to land in the moon, on the moon, and to be brought back alive. Now, they say, what if this happens? Oh, we'll do this. What if that fails? Oh, we'll do this. What if that fails? Oh, we'll do this. They had backups, sometimes four generations of backups, six layers of backups. So they were rigorous in identifying potential problems because you are dealing with human life. We're going to land a man on the moon and we're going to bring him back to Earth alive. So maraming fallback position and a fallback position to the fallback position, a fallback position to that fallback position, etc. And you can imagine, ang kulit. Kanya po, it separates the excellent from the mediocre because it is hard work. This is hard work. If you are a warrior, hindi warrior, warrior, okay, you will be an expert in potential problem analysis. We need you. So, God created warriors, okay, to help us do potential problem analysis, okay? If kung makulit kang tao, bossing, this is your piece of cake. This is your cup of tea, okay? All right. You focus on problems with high seriousness. Maski mataas yung probability niya, kung low yung seriousness, don't worry about that. You worry about high seriousness problems, medium to high. Maski na low yung probability. Okay? Let's say, anong probability niya? One lang. Oh, one lang pala. Pero yung seriousness niyan, pare, nine. Wow, o nga, no. If it happens, tepok. If it doesn't happen, okay. But if it happens, maski one lang ang probability niyan, mahirap na. So we develop preventive and then contingency. All right? Questions? Napakasimple, no? I mean, when you think about it, it is so simple. All right? Okay, case number one. Victory weekend for students. We are holding a victory weekend for students. However, majority cannot attend the victory weekend because they cannot stay overnight. We decided to hold the victory weekend for one whole day instead of two. So, victory weekday instead of weekend. All right? I want you to identify potential problems, the probability of occurrence, the seriousness, what preventive action can you take, what contingency action can you take. Regroup. You have 10 minutes. Very funny, Jack. Very funny. Jack asks the best questions at the wrong time. The potential problem analysis is also called the praning analysis. 1 minute, time. What I want to hear is a sampling of your potential problems, okay? Let's start with this group. Give me a sample. Potential problem number one. Ito muna. Ito muna, ito muna. Give me a sample. Listen up, listen up. Oh, give me one.
First potential problem, info overload.
Info overload. Probability?
10.
Seriousness?
Medium.
Preventive action?
Break at least once every hour or start early.
And contingency action? Extend.
Yes, extend.
Okay, let's try this group. Oh, potential problem, yeah.
Because what we did first is to visit the timings for the victory weekend. We count the number of hours per session, the ministry time, the hours of baptism, and yung baptism of the Holy Spirit. It actually totaled to about 1.5 days. So, but we still put the potential problem analysis. But our first recommendation is actually revisit the decision.
Okay.
Instead of doing it the one whole day, we can actually do it on a weekend without overnight. Like Saturday or Sunday.
Okay.
So, but still we...
Hindi lang yon. The best way, I'm the senior pastor, the best way to convince me is to show me nga the potential problems.
Yes. So the number one potential problem that we have is session overtime, which will incur more cost on our side. And then students may not be able to absorb the lessons because it's too...
Masyado marami.
Yes.
Parang info overload, katulad yes, din yung sabi niya, okay?
And then, ministry time ineffectiveness.
Oh, okay. Because now let's do one. Let's take one. What's the probability of the first one?
10.
And the seriousness?
High.
And preventive action?
Hindi po kami umabot.
Well, based on what you're telling me, preventive action, revisit the decision.
Yes, revisit the decision.
Okay, okay naman. This group. Give me one problem. Potential problem.
Not all the topic will be covered.
Not all the topics will be covered, okay. Probability?
10.
Seriousness?
It high.
And preventive action?
First, highlight the major topic and then compress the time. For example, the break, the lunch time. We'll just compress it and then serve lunch instead of them going out, ask them to come back. Then extend the time. So if the we'll start at 9, they start at 8. But, and contingency plan, if they're extension,
no. Okay. Next group. Give me a potential problem.
No water baptism.
In other words, modify the program.
Okay.
Okay. Dito naman.
Potential problem is rush teaching.
Hang on. Rush teaching, yes.
Probability is 10. Seriousness is medium. Preventive action, communicate the situation and adjust early and adjust accordingly. Their time, they should know that ito lang yung allotted time for them to teach. So, kailangan makompress nila in that time. And then the contingency action is shorter breaks and lunch. And then we extend time. We can start early or end.
What are you all assuming? Because you are, based on your responses, you are making a one big assumption. No, it will push through. Anong problema? What is the problem? Why are you doing it in only one day? Okay, so, what is one preventive action? Let's say I tell you we can't compress the program. And I agree with you. There should not be information overload. There should not be rushed preaching. Therefore, of course. What's wrong with two days? No overnight lang naman ang problema. Di dalawang araw.
But it says here, we decided to hold the victory weekend for one whole day instead of two.
Kanya nga, so you see, you will make a recommendation. Kasi look. If the Victory Weekend is an old program, it works. Apparently, for our church, it works. Oh, so, kung kinompress ko yan, wala mangyayari. Sino ba naman gusto makinig sa preaching na nagmamadali? Oh, tapos, pag in-overtime ko yan, pagod na yung mga bata. O tapos kung mas maraming break, baka naman hindi na magsibalikan yung mga yan. So, the must is no overnight. Okay, that's the must. So, the senior pastor's too busy. He can't think through his own problems. Basta sabi niya, hindi pwede mag-overnight mga bata. Kung pastor, kung yun lang ang problema mo, di dalawang araw, walang overnight. I might say, hindi ko naisip yun eh. Pero,
We're coming from the point of view of showing first the potential problems.
Yeah.
But we're actually thinking of that as we are already doing that today.
Chai, the only group who said we will revisit the decision is that group. You see, they said we have all sorts of potential problems. We're going to recommend a revisit. Okay? So, nag-decide na, pero hindi pa na-execute.
Opo. Pero we shared that sentiment as well, but okay. It's just that we just chose to
okay.
voice out.
In that case, you're a good group too. And I love you as well as the other.
Jacket na lang po, Jack.
Jacket na lang, okay. See, this is very, very important. The difference between excellent decisions or excellent execution and mediocre execution is PPA, potential problem analysis. Okay. You can use it in your personal life. Okay. Back to who am I gonna marry? Okay. Let's say. In theory, I have made the decision. I have made the decision. Hindi pa niya alam, nag-decide na ako. And I am hoping, mag-propose nga, pero walang kamuang malay-malay tong tao ito. But assuming he is the guy, or assuming she is the girl, I will imagine my life with him or with her. And say, what are the potential problems? Yeah. Okay. Okay. Di na lang mag-asawa. Revisit the decision. Pwede rin. Pwede rin. You know, I will pray for single blessedness. Okay. You know, this is called deliberate thinking. You've made an excellent analysis in your decision, but before you implement, do a PPA. You know, now, you know why very few people do this? You know why? Kulit-kulit eh. Nag-decide na tayo eh. Di ba, meron na nga tayong framework ng decision analysis eh. I'm telling you do this, you might discover something. And napakadaling mag-regret pag nagkamali ka. Especially if the stakes are very high, do a potential problem analysis. And it will show you a lot of wisdom na you did not see before. And it is makulit. It's hard work because you think it. It is very hard work, makulit, and it takes a lot of patience. That's why few people do it. And that's why there are so many poor decisions being made. Okay? Okay, case number two. Rapid church growth. We are a growing church. We already have multiple services on Sundays. And have outgrown our venue as well. We decided to start a Saturday service. What are the potential problems, probabilities, seriousnesses, preventive action, contingency action? 10 minutes. Yeah. Okay, there's a question here. Are we going to assume the Saturday services are already sagad hanggang 6? I'm sorry, Sunday services are already sagad until 6 p.m.? The answer is yes. Kina-career niyo, ha? Yes, yun, yes. So talagang wala nang lugar sa...
Wala
nang lugar sa Sunday.
May 8 o'clock mo kami, 8 p.m. service.
Ano?
You support 8 p.m.
8 p.m. sagad na. Yes. No, same venue. Same venue lang, pero Saturday. Yeah. Yeah. And we don't know what the budget is. Yeah.
The Saturday schedule has already been studied and it's viable for merong people who will attend.
What community is it?
No.
So pwede hindi effective yung channel. Alam mo, walang sure na crowd.
Yeah.
Wala pa. Meron po bang city?
Meron po bang?
City. Like where is it?
It's the same venue. Let's say Makati. It's same church physical venue. Sagad na yung Sunday. Pag nag-Saturday service ka, dun mismo sa same church venue. So that all of you have a common denominator, we will assume the church is in Makati. Makati, ha? It's in Makati. Para kasi sila Makati, ina-assume nila eh. So, the church is in Makati. Pare, huwag kang matakot sa mga babae. Salita ako.
Actually, si Dean po yung mag-resist.
Ako mag-resist tayo.
Alright. Raise your hand if you need more time. All right. Okay. Let's process. You must have enough potential problems already. Okay? So let's start with this group.
Yes.
Give me one potential problem. Come on. Availability of pastors and staff. All right?
Exactly.
Probability? Yeah, right. I mean, it'll be nice if a pastor were to show up. Okay. Preventive action.
Ideally.
Okay.
Tapos,
contingency. Revisit plan. Okay. Next team. Ito po. Okay. Madam, I haven't heard your name, so I... Loris. Okay, Loris.
Potential problem is availability of the venue. Probability is 10. Seriousness is high.
Teka muna. Availability of the venue is the same venue.
On a Saturday.
Oh, kasi nagre-rent lang. Okay. Probability?
Probability is 10. Seriousness is high.
Bakit 10 yung probability? Oh, sige, hindi bale. Preventive.
Preventive is we need to book for early reservation and we can look for another venue.
Okay, contingency?
And contingency is we can find another day or we can do a multi-site service during Sunday.
All right.
With us, potential Joyce. Problem will be lack of volunteers.
Okay.
The probability was around 7, and then the seriousness will be high. What we can do is for the preventive action will be committed. We will ask for the committed core group or anybody that could help, you know, help during that service. And then we could probably ask some of the full time to extend, you know, if they're day off, baka pwedeng. Just for the startup lang.
Okay.
Full-time standby.
And contingency?
Yun po, mga full-time.
Okay, I'm sorry. All right.
Full-time
na. Okay. Oh, next. Ito naman.
Attendance. Convincing congregants to move to Saturday. Kasi over, ano na nga, puno na nga yung Sunday.
Okay.
So, probability is 8. And seriousness, low. Preventive action, encourage leaders to move to Saturday.
Okay.
Para sana madala nila yung small group nila. And contingency action, we can offer snack, ganyan, parang motivation for people to move.
Hindi, nangyari na eh.
Yeah.
So, okay. Your potential problem is, pakibasa uli.
Convincing congregants to move to Saturday.
We may not be able to convince the congregants to move to Saturday.
Yeah.
Okay. So, what is the probability that we will not be able to convince them?
8.
Mahina kayo mag-convince ang sarili niyong congregant.
Kasi, may nangyari daw sa kanila.
Okay.
New,
seriousness? Seriousness?
No. Kasi, ang ginawa nila, I mean, in a real, ang nangyari, actual, sir, sa like sa Fairview daw, ang nangyari, since ayaw daw lumipat ng ibang they made it muna into a outreach ng singles, and then eventually naging sir.
So, hindi potential problem yun. The potential problem should be stated, we may not be able to get anyone to attend. Oh. So, it's not necessarily convincing the Sunday people to go to Saturday, kasi nasolve nyo. Hindi siya potential problem, kumbaga.
So, attend. So,
okay.
To resolve that issue, kaya nga nag-plant ng Saturday service.
So, i-decongest. Oh.
Yeah, i-decongest kasi bawal po yung maximum.
So, you're saying you may not be able to convince people to attend Saturday.
Yes.
Yun ang potential problem. And yung probability is high, sabi niyo?
Yeah, 8.
8, very high. You are convinced you will not be able to persuade them to go to Saturday. Kasi 8 is very high.
Okay, so pwede i-lower.
No, I'm asking you.
You. 7 daw, 7.
Matas pa rin. So, well, what is your assessment of the probability?
Actually, sa congregation po, yung lalo na yung mamax cap, nahirap po talaga sila i-convince. So, it's really high. No?
Okay, so ang pro- and seriousness is?
Medium.
All right. Di ba? Sige, okay na tayo. Oh, kayo na naman. Give me a potential problem na hindi pa na may mention.
Yung isang potential problem is less time for other church activities like yung sa Victor Weekend trainings.
Why is that a potential problem?
Normal.
Oh, yung venue yon. I see. I got it. I got it. Okay. Probability?
7.
All right, which is high. And seriousness?
Medium.
Medium. Why is it medium?
Kasi we just need to plan other church activities ahead of time.
Oh, you can manage it. Okay, so preventive action?
Look for alternative venue.
Okay, for those activities. And then plan them ahead of time. All right, and contingency?
Ayun po. Look for alternative venue. Yun yung contingency.
And in preventive?
Yung preventive, plan ahead.
I see. Okay. All right. All right. Who else hindi pa nagsasalita? Tapos na lahat? Okay. One more. One more round. Ay, teka muna. Coffee break na dapat eh. How did you... Pwede ba tayong mag-continue? Working break na lang? Okay. How did you find this exercise? Ha? Nakaka-tense. Challenging. Because of the case given. Okay. All right. What was, yes, Anna.
Parang it goes against our faith. Parang ganun. Parang kasi most of us here in our group are positivity people. So parang pag pinipiga namin, okay, mag-isip tayo ng negative. So ang hirap.
Very good comment.
We tend to think positively on the situation.
Okay. Can I give you scriptural basis for potential problem analysis? Okay.
Yes.
Count the cost. Yes. That's Jesus talking. Okay. Will a king attack if he does not count if his forces are sufficient to win the battle? So, Jesus did not say faith means you don't have to count the cost. Okay? So, also God is a God of order. Okay? There's no conflict between being high in faith and being thorough in your management. Okay? What else? Good comment. Yes, Eunice.
This is very applicable to me as a logistics coordinator for conferences.
You better believe it, yeah.
Yes, I didn't realize that I've really been doing this pala unconsciously for the past 10 years. So now that I've seen this, parang I have nothing against what sinabi ni Anna, but for me, due diligence din.
Yep.
Yung you also have to do your assignment and then present it to your supervisor and then let him know. Parang for you as a logistics coordinator, kinover mo na lahat ng pwedeng i-cover.
Yep.
And then let them
Yep. You can't build your plans on sand. You have to build them on the rock of logic. And yes, ladies first, Madge.
I guess for me, it's very helpful because it puts everything down on paper where we have pastors that are visionaries and they see the big picture and it looks beautiful and we want to do this. But as administrative staff, we are in charge of actually...
Preach on, sister, preach on. Amen. Amen. Kinikilabutan ako. Opo.
Sometimes when you explain it to them, they don't get why it's hard. Yeah. Pero when you actually put it down on paper, enumerated, see the high, the low.
And you can be accused of, oh, you of little faith.
So they will actually see. Because we did this actually before.
Yep.
And it ended up that my supervisor saw that it's highly improbable. It's a logistic nightmare, so we opted not to do it. So I really see the benefit in it, actually.
Very good. Excellent.
Yeah, for Bell. Us, because
no,
see.
That's not Bill. That is
Mike.
Mike. Yeah.
I'm somewhere here.
Sorry.
Sorry. Bell.
Yeah.
Bell.
Yeah, for us kasi, let's say, just recently, we opened up our Wednesday service ng ATM. Apparently, conflicts with the monthly staff meeting on a Wednesday then. So, let's say, we just started yesterday yung service. And the problem that was posed to us last Tuesday was, you have to move the schedule of the service. But we already announced, announced it to the congregation, and everyone knew that it's going to be a Wednesday. So the problem now is, so what are we supposed to do? That we're now asked to move the schedule when we're just about to start. So, I mean, this can be helpful. One day lang, na pinapamove kami, pero na-announce mo na eh, you cannot move it. Diba? We cannot, and then if we move it, we'll lose our integrity.
Okay, what else did you find out about the process? Because there are pitfalls. Just like in the decision analysis na pwede mong i-manipulate, okay? What pitfalls can you think about this process? Again, the framework is neutral, but it can be manipulated or even not maliciously manipulated, but may pitfall. Yes, check.
There might be a tendency for you to just think of all the negative, not really getting the positive outlook or something like that.
Yeah, but that's not... Yes, pwedeng analysis paralysis. It could also be your assessment will be doomsday assessments. Okay? Na exage. Na yung probability mo, puro 10. Yung seriousness mo, puro high. Na when you think about, oh, come on, hindi naman siguro. I mean, we had a case among the pastors where we were kicked out of Ultra. We had to move to Cuneta. So some of the potential problems were security. And the security rating was, the probability was 10. And obviously the seriousness is high. So I challenged the pastor, sabi ko, if that were true, I mean, okay, I think Ultra is safer than Cuneta. But is it really true na if you walk down Cuneta, the chances are 100%? Kasi likelihood din eh, that you're gonna be slashed in the wrist and hindi naman ata Beirut yan or Iraq, you know what I mean? So you could have exaggerated assessments. So you temper it. But I'm telling you, this is, you do a PPA, and Maj makes a very good point. If you want to, kasi admin support kayo eh. And kung minsan, the admin people, you're forced to ride with the visionary positivism and the energy. Yesterday morning, the energy was unbelievable. It was palpable. Because I was telling myself, boy, this crowd, we can all walk on water right now. And then here you are, ikaw si admin, si kontrabida. Okay? But you see, the tension is from heaven. There's a visionary and there's a manager. And hindi pwedeng bumigay yung manager na sa visionary. Hindi naman pwedeng yung visionary maging less of a visionary dahil pinupull back siya. So the tension has to be maintained for excellence to be achieved. So A, be comfortable with the tension. B, be thorough in your potential problem analysis and be accurate, not exagge. So that when your pastor sees it, he's going to say, boy, am I glad you're in my team. And so yeah, let's modify the plan. Let's go slower, whatever. Because that asa sa iyo yung pastor mo, cover me, cover us. I mean, do the right analysis. Now, if you are exaggerating your rating and sumakay sa iyo yung pastor mo, ikaw na ang mangyayari, you're gonna hold back the whole movement, and you don't want to be blamed for that. All right, so. May timpla yan. Again, it is trial and error. How long will it take you before you become a perfect potential problem analyst? Oh, I don't know, the rest of your life? You know, so I'm still learning this. So it's trial and error. And the more often you do it, the more habitually you do it, mas mabilis kang mahasa. All right? Okay. Sarap ba pizza? Yo! Bueno.
For some projects na birthed by the visionary pastors without the consultation of admins, and then they will just tell you, let's just roll it out and see what happens.
I love it. Don't you just love that? Yeah.
So, I mean, there's no more potential problem analysis.
So what's your question?
My question is, how do we unroll out what has been rolled out?
You obviously cannot roll out that.
Yes, because meron ng ganon. I mean, how do you do that? How do you say to your congregation, we will just not do this anymore because it's effective. Not effective.
Very good question. You simply have to still do the PPA. Okay? Maski na na-announce na, Pastor, I know you've announced it already. But I did a PPA last night. And here's what it shows. And pero na-announce mo na, and so wala ka na sa preventive, nasa contingency ka na. So here are the contingencies I think we can do. Ganun. And your pastor say, oh, when am I glad you're in my team? And yeah, next time I'm gonna ask you to do a PPA before I get on. Okay? So life is not a neat cut. And hindi natin siya machu-chu train, even though gusto natin ganun sana. Because I've been in the pastor's shoes where, you know, I have a vision, I'm excited about the project, and here are all these administrative types holding me back and the financial types limiting my, and you know, but a pastor has to grow up also. And he, within himself, balance his vision and reality. And ang nagka-calibrate noon si Holy Spirit. Okay? And you need to be prayerful so that as a pastor, I can be very accurately calibrated by the Spirit. Ikaw naman, as an admin type, you're also calibrated by the Spirit. Comments, questions, before we go to the next topic. Tuloy na natin.